In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. The Word of God, Holy Scripture, is filled with nuance and filled with so much that every single time we seek to hear our Lord, know our Lord's wisdom, and to come to Him through Holy Scripture, He will always give us a little bit more. No matter how long we live, no matter how long we read our favorite passage in Holy Scripture, our Lord will always give us more each time we go back to Him in His Word. And today in the Holy Gospel, there is a single word there that is not there randomly, not there by accident. It is the word seven. How many fish have you? How many loaves have you? Seven. And seven, you would think, well, just a random number, but never a random number. For in the Hebrew language, the consonants that make up the word seven are also part of the word for fullness or plentiful. So that whenever you see the number seven, it represents a magnificent amount, a fullness, an overflowing, and of course the overflowing of seven baskets full, overflowing with the Lord's generosity, overflowing with His magnanimity, the fullness of not only our Lord's desire to feed us, but the fullness of His holy word as well. We come always to this holy temple, to this holy place, as first-person Christians. We never come as third persons, just purely observers, purely those who would watch from a distance. But we come to fully live in to the gospel, to live in with and through our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, not purely to observe what He did, but to live out what He does and what He always will do for us. Because our Lord fully understands that when we come to Him, we have come to Him from a place that is very much like a desert, very much like a wilderness, the world that we live in, so far from being Eden. It is a wilderness. It is a desert. And that desert has the potential to swallow us up, to simply cause us to die away for lack of any real food, for lack of any real nourishment. Our Lord knew this then, and He knew it now. And of course, then He asks His future priests and bishops, how shall we feed these people? Tell me how we shall do this. Well, Lord, there is nothing from the desert, there is nothing from the wasteland that we can give to these people. And our Lord knowingly said, you are very right. There is nothing from out there, from the wasteland, that will feed my people. I am the only one who can feed my people. And they are dying. They're starving. And don't miss the referral, the reference to 3 days. Again, not random. They have been with me 3 days. A reference to they have been with me. They have been faithfully beside me 3 days in the tomb. They have come to this desert place where all that were there would give up something, give up comfort, give up locality, give up something in order to be with Jesus. They would die to something in order to come to Jesus. And in coming to Jesus, what does He promise them? You do not come to me and I give you nothing. You do not deny yourself the comfort of your life, the comfort of your place, of your home, to come and to do to come see me in this wilderness unless I desire to give you something to the sevens, something to the fullness, to the absolute overflowing fullness of my mercy. And tells his priests, his future priests, do not let them go away unless you feed them. Even if you do not know how you are going to feed them now, I will show you. And I will bless the bread, and I will break it, and it will overflow for them in such a multitude that there will be left over for them to come back and eat again and again and again. Our Lord knows that every time we come to him not just simply to sit and observe, simply to be passively present, but that we come to him expecting him, rightly so, expecting him to give us what he wants to give us. You brought yourself out of the opportunity to do anything else in the world than to come here to this holy place because you came here in order to see Jesus, to listen to Jesus, to find him in his real presence, and to be fed by him, starving as we all are, because the wilderness gives us nothing. Nothing. Everything that sustains us, everything that gives us life, is here. And we carry this with us into the world, into the darkness, into the wilderness, so that we too might have just a bit of light to be able to shine in a dark world. We come to fully participate in that mystery, in that grace. At every Holy Mass, at every offertory, the Lord invites us. He doesn't demand it of us, but he invites us to offer something to him, to be placed on this altar. Some bit of darkness in each of us, some attachment, some material attachment, some thorn in our flesh, some difficulty, our whole being. Oh, my Lord Jesus, I come this day not only to be fed by you, but I want to die. I want to die from all that would separate me from you so that I can live, so that when you feed me, I truly know that I'm alive. I'm alive because not only of your grace, but because of your love and because of your mercy. I pray that this day in this Holy Mass, each of us will actively offer something of ourselves, something that we need to give to Jesus because we can do nothing about it ourselves, but we give it to him. We give it to him to the point where we are empty. And in so doing, then when we come and we kneel before him, most humbly kneel before him, in the fullness of what it is to be the Catholics, the traditional Catholics that we are, in the fullness of that declaration, that we come in all humility and we say, feed me, Lord. Feed me with the bread of life. Feed me with the only nourishment that lasts. Feed me, dear Jesus. I give all that I have to you. And I'm so thankful that you give all that you have to me. Praise be Jesus Christ. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.